Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, how y'all doing today?
Doing okay.
How about you? I'm doing okay.
Okay.
All right. Yep, doing okay. Just us.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, you can start reading.
Yes,
go ahead, please.
Okay. I'm starting at the 15th chapter.
I thought it was you sure?
After the end of every 7 years, you must cancel debt. This is how it is to be done.
I think it's the 14th.
Nah, whoever read last week was the 14th, because I read the 13th the week before. Didn't I?
You sure? Because I had the 13th down.
14th. It ain't the 13th.
14th.
Go ahead.
Okay, y'all want me to read the 14th?
Yeah.
Can you speak up a little louder?
Okay. I'm going to read the 14th chapter, clean and unclean food. You are the children of the Lord, your God. Do not cut yourself. Who is that?
That's okay. They dropped. Go ahead.
You are the children of the Lord your God. Do not cut yourself as slaves and part of your head for the dead. For you are a people holy in the Lord your God. Out of all the people on the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen you to be his treasured possession. Do not eat any detested things. These are the animals you must eat: the oxen, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazer, and the roe deer, the wild goat, the exum, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. You may eat any animal that has a split hoof.
Thanks.
Divide it in two and that you cool it. However, of those that you cool or that have a split hoof completely, divide you may not eat the camel, the rabbit, or the corner. Although they chew the cool, they do not have a split hoof. You are ceremonially unclean for you. The pig is also unclean, although it has a split hoof. It does not chew the cud. You are not to eat their meat or touch their carcass. All the creation living in the water, you may eat any that has fin and scars and scales. But anything that does not have fine fins and scale, you may not eat, for you is unclean. You may eat any clean bird, but these you may not eat: the eagle, the vulture, the black vireo, the red kite, and the black kite. and kinds of falling. Any kind of raven, be horn or owl, be streaming owl, be guilt, any kind of hawk. This literary hawk, the great hawk, and the white owl, the desert owl, the spray, the cormorant, the stock, any kind of horn and hoot of the bat. All flying insects that swarm are in cling to you. Do not eat them, but any winding creature that is clean you may eat. Do not eat anything that you find already dead. You may give it to the alien living in any of your towns, and you may eat it or you may sell it to a foreigner. But you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its monthly milk. Tithe. Be sure to set aside a tenth of all of that that your field produce each year. Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine and old wine and all, and the first gain of your home, and the flocks in the presence of the Lord your God at the place that he will choose as a dwelling for his name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always. But if that place is too distant and you have been blessed by the Lord your God and cannot carry your tithe because of the place where the Lord will choose to put his name is so far away, then exchange your tithe for silver and take the silver with you and go to the place the Lord your God will choose. Use the silver to buy whatever you like, cattle, sheep, wine, or other ferment drinks, or anything that you wish. Then you and your household shall eat there in the presence of the Lord your God and rejoice. And do not neglect the Levites living in your town, for they have no allotment or inheritance of their own. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithe of that year produce and store it in your town, so that the Levites who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the far less, and the widow who live in your town may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Deuteronomy 14. We do have some callers. We have Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. And we have Brother Daniel. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello,
okay,
everybody.
How you doing?
I'm just calling in, listener. Out of the pack.
Hi, Daniel. We love you.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Who is that talking about?
I don't know. Let me do a roll call. I have Mother May. I have Hubert. Auntie Betty, mm-hmm. Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Brother Daniel, and myself. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Oh, for this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Carrie.
O thou eternal God, we approach your throne with humbleness and with thanksgiving. We come in adoring, praising you for being God all by yourself. We confess all our sin and ask for forgiveness. We thank you for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and you continue to bless us and keep us. We lift up all who stand in the need of a blessing, regardless of the circumstances. Bless us with your word tonight, Lord, that we might live through what we hear. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Auntie Carrie. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our meeting tonight. Angela will not be with us tonight. She had to run some last-minute errands. So I will be your host, and we will start out with Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Psalm 1.
What you doing?
In the castle of the wicked.
Amen.
Or sit in the seat of Martha. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by springs of water, with yielded fruits and seasons, and who leaves us not with us. Whatever he does, prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watch over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and living in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, and loose and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dog came and licked his sore. The time came when the beggar died, and the angel carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in Hades, where he was tormented. He looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I'm in agony in his fire. But Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is confronted here, and you are in agony. And beside all of this, between us and you, a great crime had been set in place. So those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. He answered, Then I beg you, Father, said Lazarus, to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. No, Father, Abraham, he said, but if someone from the dead go to them, they will repent. He said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rise from the dead. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Luke. Next, I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 43. But now thou says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and be from thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And go through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Phetar for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee before, and I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up; to the south, keep not back, bringing my sons from far, and my daughter from the end of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf people that have ears. Let all the nation gather together and let the people be assembled among them, can declare this, and show the former thing. Let them bring forth their witness that they might be justified, or let them hear what I say is true. Yea, you are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God, form neither was there after me. I even am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Isaiah 40. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Right.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, next I go to Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out through a red prayer book with affirmation of declaration. I declare that through God, the battle is already won. I declare that my God is preserving what he had ordained for us, and he will lead us into it. I declare that he has won the victory. I believe God has said his word, and it will not return void. I declare that God has appointed us to do his will. I declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life. I expect God's mercy and grace on us today. I expect God's favor and blessing on us today. I will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord with the Lord. I believe God has given us his abundant life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the Red Prayer Book. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribe of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the Lord name of the Lord. For there are set stones of judgment, the throne of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within the wall and prosper within the palace. For my brethren and company's sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 22. Next I go to, excuse me, Auntie Marie, you have any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just want to listen in tonight.
Amen. Hey, Brother Daniel, are you just a listener tonight?
Yeah, ma'am, I'm just listening. And good to hear everybody's voice. I love everyone. So I'm just listening. All right.
Okay, we love you too. Glad you're here with us.
Amen.
Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that the shed blood of Jesus cover our sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we ask that you provide them with the strength that they need to keep pressing forward Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, we pray that every illness that lurk among us become powerless and never come near us again. Father God, right now we just want to thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins and allow them to hear your voice and know that you are in control and that all powers are in your hand. Father God, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part where we honor birthdays. And I'm looking at the week of September the 29th through the 5th.
Eric Cody on Mike on Thursday.
Who?
Eric Cody. And Lenny Williams on the 30th. I have no opportunity on the 30th.
Okay, any other birthdays? Okay, Auntie Betty, what you do as an honor singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, we are at the Share What's on Our Heart or Praise, Support, Testimony, Song, or Poem.
Yeah.
And if you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read part of chapter 1 of James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the tearing of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and given to all men liberty and unbridled not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering.
No,
for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea that drives the wind a toss. And let not the man think that he can receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but with the withering of the grass and the flowers that are faded, and the grace of the fashion of the perish. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endured temptation, but when he is tired, he shall receive the crown of life, which is the Lord has promised to them that love him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of James. Next, I'll go to Mom.
Amen.
Any testimony, praise, support, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I want to check the famous song, Grown Petunias Man.
I can't hear you.
I said I'm going to sing a song. Glory
okay.
to his name. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Oh, where my Savior died. Down where the cleansing comes when I cry, in my heart was the blood of mine. Glory, I am so wonderful, saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abide within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Come to the fountain so rich and sweet. Cast our poor soul at the Savior's feet. Once and today and late complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Fell to my heart was the blood of God. Glory to his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. Glory to his name. Praise God. Okay, let's see. I will go next. my reading is out of the Daily Bread, and it is called God and Light. And it goes on to say, our gloomy evening turned festive when the flick of a switch. But how much more important to know the real source of true light? God himself spoke those astonishing words, let there be light, on the first day when he created the universe. And there was light. Then God saw that the light was good. Light expresses God's great love for us. His light points us to Jesus, the light of the world, who guides us from the gloom of sin. Walking in his light, we find the bright path to a life that glorifies the Son. He is the world's brightest gift. As he shines, may we all walk his way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I go to, let's see here, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I have a praise report, and then I'm going to read two verses out of Proverbs. I had a grandbaby to bone this week, little grandma.
Congratulations. Oh, Rita had the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the baby's here, and she's home.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Amen. And I'm going to read chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 in Proverbs. Say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Thank you for the praise report and Proverbs. Amen.
Amen.
Next, I have Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group?
Yeah, I got another scripture, Psalms 23. Long as myself.
So what?
You must be in a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff encompass me. The bag came before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Feel the goodness and love follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Mark chapter 10, verse 13, 14, and 16. Jesus blessed the children, and they brought young children to him that he should church them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for I am a servant of the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and put his hand upon them and blessed them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot out of Mark. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay. I would like to let Auntie Carrie know to tell Sister Shirley that we love her and we miss her. And we pray that everything is okay.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And also, anybody do a shout out to Auntie Janet. Tell her we miss her and love her. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Before we go into the closing prayer, is there any takers for Deuteronomy next week?
Auntie Betty.
I'll
take
it.
Okay.
Okay. Who? Who said they'll take
it? Auntie Betty, right?
Auntie who?
I said, but who
the other one was?
It was me, Betty.
Oh, you can have it.
No, you go and have it.
Okay, yeah, I have Auntie Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're in Deuteronomy 15. Amen.
Right.
Okay, do I have any takers for the sick and shut in? How about blessing the prayer line, the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Okay, any takers for the closing prayer? Okay, praise God, praise God. Now, I have Auntie Carrie doing Deuteronomy 15 next week. I would do the sick and shut in. Auntie Betty would do the blessing of the prayer line, and Sister Angela would do the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Hubert.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the cause. Lord, the blood you shed for me. For your new mercy in the day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I'm still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make the decision, remind me I must pray. And everything I see to do, be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost. And Jesus gave his life to me. Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Hubert. Let's see here. Also would like to welcome Auntie Marie back. We missed you last week. Welcome back. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations. Bless our schools and bless this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. Love everyone.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a blessed week.
You also.
Amen.
Amen, amen.